Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Snap and the kneel down. And the Denver Broncos have dethroned the defending champions. There will be no repeat for the New England Patriots.
On Sunday in Denver, Patriots co-captain Matthew Slater was left to sum up a season of extremes, ending with what Coach Bill Belichick likened to a crash landing.
It's been a tremendous year, and, you know, we're under so much scrutiny all offseason, and, you know, people didn't have a lot of great things to say about us, and we took that personally, and, you know, it was our goal to come out here and win as many games as we could, and, you know, achieve the ultimate goal, just like every other team in this league. It's tough. These games become harder because there's no guarantee that you'll get back here.
Roughly 5 months earlier, the Pats took off amidst the afterglow of a Super Bowl title. And following a federal judge's ruling that freed them and their quarterback from the specter of a season-opening suspension. Starting with the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Patriots blasted out of the gate.
Tight open down the sideline for a touchdown! Patriots avoids the defender, ducks under another, and he's bumped into the end zone! Touchdown, Patriots!
Along the way, there were individual milestones.
He throws to the end zone, touchdown, Amendola! And number 400 for Tom Brady!
And collective comebacks.
1 second to go, the Pats have the lead by one!
But as injuries mounted, a team normally accustomed to strong finishes struggled down the stretch. Still, the Pats enter the playoffs with 12 wins, a record tying 7th straight division crown, and 10th postseason bye in 15 years. Rejuvenated by the return of several standouts, they beat Kansas City to reach their 5th consecutive conference championship. Only to have the Broncos defense halt their remarkable ride, suddenly and stunningly in the Colorado Rockies. Within 48 hours, with the reported dismissal of offensive line coach Dave DeGuglielmo and the sight of Belichick scouting prospects at the Senior Bowl, it was easily apparent. Already, the Patriots were on to 2016.
There's a lot of steps. There's a lot of different areas here to talk about, so... You know, we're entering into the whole draft process, which I personally haven't touched with the people in our organization. There's, you know, the team building, there's the schematics.
When do you start to delve into that?
I'm in it.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.